Democrat votes could save Lisa Murkowski from Trump-endorsed Kelly Chibica. By Wendell Hasebo on August 28, 2022. 21-year incumbent Senator Lisa Murkowski's RAK best chance of defeating Trump-endorsed candidate Kelly Chibica could be Democrat voters. Similar to how Representative Liz Cheney, RY, tried to benefit from Democrat votes in her primary election loss, pro-impeachment Murkowski's best hope of winning re-election against Chibica could be the opposition party. Preliminary primary voting numbers from August 16 indicate Democrats could have contributed up to 30 points to Murkowski's 5-point edge over Chibica, 44.6 to 39.3%. The Democrat vote could be just as impactful come November. J. Miles Coleman, the associate editor of Sabato's Crystal Ball at the University of Virginia Center for Politics, estimated Chibica and Murkowski combined for about 85% of the open primary vote in which Democrats participated. That is because Alaska has open primaries ahead of a four-way ranked choice general election, and thereby Democrats were permitted to vote for Murkowski in the primary, and they could select Murkowski as their second choice in the ranked choice system in November. In total, Democrat candidates in the August 16 primary only received about 8.5 percentage points, with 90% reporting. But Democrat candidates usually receive between 38 and 40% of the general election vote in the largely conservative state, Chibica told Breitbart News in August. Coleman estimated the difference can add up to a sign that Democrats may have supported Murkowski en masse. The combined 85% of the vote between Murkowski and Chibica, with an estimated 38 to 40% overall turnout for Democrats in November, suggests Democrats could account for a significant portion of the pro-Murkowski vote, perhaps roughly up to 30 points, depending on Democrat turnout and how Democrats vote in the ranked choice voting system. The way Alaska's ranked choice general election and open primary system works is as follows. All candidates from all parties appear on the ballot together in the August primary. The top four vote-getters, regardless of party, then advance to the general election, and their voters are given the opportunity to pick their top choice, as well as their second and third choices. If no candidate in the first round of voters' first choices gets 50% of the vote, the last-place candidate's second choices are distributed across the remaining three candidates to see if someone can get across the majority threshold. If that fails again to produce a majority vote-getter, then a third round is conducted where the third-place candidate's votes are redistributed according to second choices between the remaining two candidates. In other words, Chibica's best bet is probably to win outright with more than 50% in the first round, as the votes of the other GOP candidate Buzz Kelly and Democrat Patricia Chesbrough will likely be redistributed in subsequent voting rounds. If Chibica and Murkowski are both under 50% in the first round, and again after a second round when Kelly's votes get redistributed, then Democrat Chesbrough's voters may very well decide the election. And one would think, given Murkowski's anti-Trump pedigree, that they would be much more likely to vote for Murkowski than Chibica. 538 polling supports the possibility that Murkowski's best chance of staying in power is to be allied with Democrat voters. 62% of Democrats approved of Murkowski in July, while only 41% of Republicans did, down from 76% in 2021. Questions arise as to why Democrats would vote for the 21-year incumbent Republican. Along with siding with Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, on a few issues, the unwieldy senator was the tie-breaking vote to confirm Secretary of the Interior Deb Haaland, who has been bad news for the Alaskan economy. Murkowski has shown that on important issues, neither side can trust her, Chibica's campaign advisor Tim Murdaugh told Breitbart News. Alaskans are outraged at Joe Biden's attacks on their energy jobs, which has resulted in astronomical fuel prices, and they're furious that Lisa Murkowski cast the tie-breaking vote to advance the nomination of energy-annihilating Interior Secretary Deb Haaland, Murtaugh explained. Chibica also told Breitbart News in August that Alaskan voters cannot trust Murkowski because she is two-faced. She doesn't tell us the truth. She says one thing here in Alaska and then does the exact opposite in D.C., Chibica said. Murkowski has voted with Senate Democrats 10 times in the last 2 years. Those votes include 1. Gun control, 2. Corporate bailout, 3. Confirmation of Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, 4. $1.5 trillion omnibus spending, 5. Federalize local elections. 6. $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. 7. Confirmation of Associate Attorney General Vinita Gupta. 8. Confirmation of DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. 9. Confirmation of Holland. And 10. Impeachment of Trump. Murdaugh slammed Murkowski's voting record as simply just trying to please the D.C. insiders. Murkowski has gotten more liberal over the years. Now siding with and working with Joe Biden almost all the time, Murtaugh said. She claims to support the Second Amendment, but voted for Joe Biden's gun control bill. She claims to be pro-choice on abortion, but voted against codifying Roe v. Wade. Democrats in Alaska have a true progressive candidate in Pat Chesbrough who will be a dependable liberal, so they don't even have to bother with Murkowski, whom they've never supported before. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.